to you as much as you are tuned into us. Fox News updates every half hour on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
You know what that golden rule says is do unto others as you would have others do unto you. And, you know, since the school board and the board of supervisors don't have a shot mandate, one wonders if that still applies. Joining us from the Concerned Adults for Responsible Education, Albemarle County Gathering of Parents, Growing Leaps and Bounds, Nicole Athey. Nicole, thanks so much for joining us this morning. I've got to, you know, think whether it's Saturday Night Live lampooning you to their audience of three or the National School Board Association wanting you to be put on the terrorist list. I don't know which is worse, being lampooned or being put on the terrorist list. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me on. And honestly, I asked you a question that's even worse. Is it better to be a citizen or a subject? Are we a citizen or a subject? Because that's sure how it, the question seems to be faced. We face over and over in our daily lives nowadays. And so thank you for having me on. I'm here today, really. I'll talk about exactly what you just mentioned, but really as an appeal against apathy and an appeal to stand up to intimidation. Mm-hmm. And we can do that by voting in this election. Every position on the ballot this year impacts directly our local school system. Well, and I will put in a plug really quick for CARE actually endorsed a candidate, the only one candidate we endorsed, and that's Randy Zacherson, a write-in candidate who we really stand behind and we really believe he'll make an impact.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And these are the kind of common sense people that we should have on school boards and we should have had all along there, Nikki. So you know, let me talk to you first, you know. It is funny. It's almost as if they're all trying to run cover for Terry McAuliffe when he said, I don't think parents should be telling teachers what they should teach. Of course, nobody who watched the news coverage of the second gubernatorial debate heard him say that because nobody has put it in their newscast. But you guys are out there banging the drum on this.
Well, absolutely. I mean, just last week, right? You just said it. I don't think, and it was salty. It was, he was pressed on his record and his position on parental involvement in schools, and he got real sassy. I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach. I mean, I don't even see there's further comment except for that I don't think people are hearing it, right? I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach. I hate to tell them, but there's the law of the land that says the exact opposite. And like you said, again, then we have the National School Board Association sending a 6-page letter to President Biden calling on the full force of the government to stifle parents and citizens' use of the civic process. So they're claiming that there's some sort of rampant problem with threats of violence. And that it, I mean, just think about this, guys. If you haven't read the letter, I really encourage you.
Oh, we read it on the air.
You read it? Oh, yeah. So it's saying it warrants federal interagency task forces, intervention from FBI counterterrorism units, HHS, mm-hmm. Homeland Security, the Secret Service, Department of Justice. I mean, I can think of some other things those guys should be doing right now, and it's definitely not beating down parents.
Now, Nikki, we've all seen the video from the Virginia Department of Education, which said we can't call the terrorists anymore. So we've got to call somebody a terrorist. It might as well be parents who are arguing for their students to be, taught math and science, real science. You know what the things I found most offensive in the National School Boards Association letter is they kept throwing the safety of the students in there. Where have the students been, you know, at risk? These generally speaking, these school board meetings, I don't see any school kids. But number one, I find this kind of the way Hamas hides their, you know, weapons dumps underneath, you know, elementary schools. But secondly, I worry that they're trying to say that the parents are making the children unsafe at home because if this is what they do at the school board meetings, I mean, there's a chilling feeling about this letter, the way they keep invoking the safety of the school children as if that's the school board's job, not the parents' job.
Absolutely. The word safe has definitely become one of those hijacked terms, for sure. But yeah, calling parents extremist hate organizations. And, you know, honestly, what they are even saying is they're claiming that they're trying to lend some tie to January 6th mm-hmm. happenings. They're trying to say this is interstate commerce issues, which is the same kind of deal. But what they're failing to acknowledge is that they are an organization that affects every single school board and every single school system of the country, just about, and that it's their policies that they have pushed out through this mechanism that is there. If anyone is the interstate problem, it's them. They have created a problem that is being responded to locally by people. I mean, seriously, Joe, who goes to school board meetings? How to have this much engagement with school boards means you got something really bad going on.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, just take a second, right? So big deal, this national group. So I'm going to touch on that a second, right? So big deal that this group sends a letter to the president. Who cares? Whatever. People send letters all the time. Well, first of all, there's two things. There's a lot of things that matter, but two big ones. One, the people who are showing up to these school board meetings, they are bringing legitimate concerns, and they're bringing them to the authoritative body who addresses those concerns.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, with some exceptions, and I don't, of course, espouse any kind of violence or going out of what you're supposed to do, but they're doing it through the defined methods of engagement, right? So what things do they hate? They hate that they don't like pornography in the library or in required reading. They don't like racist propaganda talk to their kids. They don't like being cut out of major health and emotional decisions about their child. They don't like kids failing SOLs. They disagree with COVID protocols. All of these things are squarely within parents' domain,
mm-hmm.
and they're being characterized as extremists and mobs. But the real reason this letter matters, and I just touched on it briefly, is this is not a rando group fly by night. This group, the National School Board Association, has a direct tie to Albemarle County Public Schools and a direct tie to its subsidiary group, the Virginia School Board Association. I've been telling you guys about this VSBA group all summer.
Mm-hmm.
They write almost all the policy for these schools here, and they have someone on staff here. Katrina Carlson, a school board member who's up for re-election, she's the regional vice chair of VSBA. So why this is important, coupled with what Terry McAuliffe said, is it shows us exactly what the powers that be, are definitely these special interest groups with direct influence mm-hmm. over your children and grandchildren, tells you exactly what they think of parents and citizens who want to have their voice heard. It's not pretty. Just like you said, SNL, same thing.
Well, they lampoon to make parents go, oh, I don't want to be made fun of. But even more so, these groups like the Virginia Association of Counties and the Virginia School Board Association, membership dues are paid out of the school budget, which, if I'm not mistaken, comes from the taxpayer. So they're campaigning against you with your money.
That's right. And they're lobbyists. But yeah, so now here, let's come bring it back. Okay. Are we citizens? Are we subjects? Right. So we've got these elected officials who are charged with making responsible decisions. When they fail at that, they should be held accountable, and citizens should employ all appropriate means to hold them accountable. But what we're seeing, these elected officials are tactically and strategically choking off almost all means of accountability. So I want to take a second and remind you of what's happening here. You don't have to look any further. It's what I call the summer of shame in Albemarle County. They introduced a smorgasbord of significant policies and shifts in priorities for the schools this summer.
Mm-hmm.
You had record citizen engagement, and it wasn't because anybody called us. It's because parents saw it was coming home in the backpacks, and they're like, whoa.
Right.
There were 400 signatures on a petition, totally ignored. You had citizens and parents doxed, their jobs threatened when they spoke up. They were called racist, uninformed, way worse by the administration. We have some really nasty things we've heard from them about the parents. We've had public comment capped. We had 85 people sign up to speak at public comment, the appropriate, proper way of engaging, the only way of engaging the school board, really, vocally. And that was randomly capped to via a lottery system to 40 people. You've had teachers muzzled by policy, fired for sharing information. We've had manipulation of community input for highly controversial policies, and we have the FOIA to prove it. So we are looking at government and special interest groups that are looking to bully citizens into submission using all means at their disposal. And this letter, this is just another one. So when we really need to start, you know, there's not that many outlets. There's a bunch of ways to apply the question, are we citizens or are we subjects, with the mandates and all these crazy things happening. But I really hope that you vote for people who think we're citizens and plan to treat us that way.
Well, and
I mean,
as
I know Randy Zacherson well.
Well, and I reminded people, let's not forget who appoints the, you know, head of the Virginia Department of Education is the governor. So, you know, think about the contrast between somebody who says, I don't want parents selling teachers, and his opponent. So, you know, with that in mind, it's care-albemarle.org, correct, Nicole?
care-ACPS.
Oh, ACPS.
Org.
That's right. I'm sorry. All of a sudden I didn't have it in front of me and I was trying to remember. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining on and join in with this group, please. And we'll talk to you again very soon. I wanted to get the great Eric Clapton to play us out.
I just want to do my job. Playing the blues for my friend. Magna Carta, Bill of Rights, the Constitution, what's it worth? You know they're gonna grind us down until it really hurts.
His top newscasts.
What?
Now.
It's a brave new world right now.
On Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.